back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some fascinating polls out. How many times have you heard, I've heard it a lot, that Trump is the inevitable nominee for the Republicans in 2024, and he's going to beat Biden or whoever they put up, and we will have him in a fascist dictator again for four more years? How many times have you heard that? I think that's baloney for a lot of reasons. First of all, I think that Biden will run again. I think he would beat Trump or any Republican. I think he's done a very good job under very difficult circumstances. And what I would say to my fellow Democrats is stop criticizing Joe Biden. How about starting to criticize the people attacking Joe Biden? Joe Biden's doing a good job. However, the question arises, who is the Republican nominee in 2024 going to be? And I want to give you a couple of polls in three representative states, Florida, Michigan, and New Hampshire. And why are they representative? They are representative because Michigan is going to be a solid Midwest state, purple state, that can control an election along with Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. New Hampshire is the earliest primary, and probably still will be. And Florida is a state where DeSantis is governor and Trump has his legal residence there. It's a very big state, and it can determine an election in the final analysis. Poll just came out of Republicans. This is a good poll with a lot of respondents. DeSantis 51, Trump 33. Trump is 18 points underwater to DeSantis in Florida for the 2024 nomination. Michigan, Trump 45.2, DeSantis 41.6. The margin of error is 4.4. That means that Trump could be down around 41 and DeSantis could be at 45. It's within the margin of error. And DeSantis hasn't appeared in Michigan or even done anything in Michigan. New Hampshire, absolutely tied. Now, you may say, oh, great. Oh, great. Oh, great. Well, no, not so great. DeSantis is no good. DeSantis is no good. DeSantis is a little slicker than Trump. You're liable not to see the drama. You're liable not to see the extreme statements and criminality. But DeSantis is full frontal Trump on everything. He's just a slyer, slicker version. Slyer, slicker version. We don't want him. The good news is that Joe Biden, in all polls, beats DeSantis. And in all polls now beats Trump. Price of gasoline is coming down, even though inflation is worldwide. Biden has been able to do more to combat it in this country than any other country. He has put NATO back together, strengthened the EU, put a mini NATO together in the Pacific to contain the Chinese. Unemployment is the lowest it's been since 1968. So all this baloney about, oh, Biden and everything, he's a good guy. Biden is a guy that doesn't toot his own horn, pound his own chest. He is a very capable manager and president, and we're fortunate to have him as head of state and head of government. Go to the lines. Dr. Billy, my friend from Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you this morning. There's nothing more important, I think, than electing right now Democratic governors and Democratic senators, and this applies to, the success of Joe Biden and maintaining the presidency and the success of the Democratic agenda. And, of course, here in Wisconsin, we have an opportunity to make the difference for that. It's going to be close, and we all need to get to work on that. And that's true in a lot of other states and races, too. If we can have more state houses and more senators, the Democratic agenda that has been stalled is going to move forward, and there's going to be so much success accruing to the people of the country that, you know, a presidential election is not going to be close because things are going to be so much improved for ordinary Americans. If we can just do that, and you're right, Biden's doing a great job, and, you know, we'd like him to be FDR, and if he had 60 senators like FDR did, he might be FDR.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, you are raising the standard here. The primary election for Senate is August 9. That's 3 weeks from yesterday, 2 weeks from next Tuesday. It's coming on pretty quick. For governor, Tony Evers does not have a primary opponent, so he's obviously going to be nominated. But in the general, we're going to have a ticket headed by Tony Evers and then whoever comes out of the primary on August 9. I'll tell you what, two things. Vote August 9. I'll tell you why. One is, you know who you want for Senate. And if you don't, do a little more digging and figure it out. And secondly, some pundits will look at the turnout. And they'll say, how many people turned out in the Republican governor primary as opposed to the Democratic Senate primary? And they're going to start making inferences about enthusiasm and that kind of thing. Vote. Get your family to vote. Get your friends to vote. Send emails. Get involved. Contribute. Get behind a candidate in the Senate. So that's number one. Number two, you're absolutely right that that can be a precursor to the next presidential election, which is 2024. I think Biden's going to be the nominee. I'm hoping Biden's the nominee. And there's nobody in the Democratic, in the Republican Party who has comparable name recognition even, except maybe Trump, and Trump's has name recognition like Al Capone has name recognition. You know, some name recognition ain't great. So that's a very, very good bugle call, Dr. Billy, an excellent bugle call to put it on everybody's list here about what we should be doing. Thank you for calling. Now, there have been a number of calls today, and I want to address them. From Joe Madison, from Dick of Madison, and a couple of others, from Mark of the Sack, about what do you do when creeping fascism gets into the system, even into the Supreme Court? Let me address that. It's a very profound question. What do you do if you have a Supreme Court that's corrupt? I don't mean that they're taking bribes. What I mean by that is that they are not applying the Constitution deliberately to benefit one party. What if you do? You see, right now we have the executive, which is the president, and the administrative agencies, the legislative, which is Congress, and then we have the judiciary headed by the Supreme Court. And the judiciary is supposed to be the kind of the umpire. What if the umpire has been corrupted? What do you do? What do you do if they are quite sly about it? And the Supreme Court is not telling you to do anything so you can disobey them. They're not telling you that you can't have an abortion or have to have an abortion. They're leaving it to the killers in about half the states who will make it illegal for a woman even to try to save her own life. They are going to leave it to people in these states who are going to reimpose, in effect, the Fugitive Slave Act by calling it the Fugitive Woman Act. They won't say that. Demanding that states extradite women who go to another state for an abortion and physically take them back into the state for prosecution. What do you do about all that? Well, there's something on the horizon that is as bad or worse than that, and I'm putting this on everybody's radar. There is a case out of North Carolina that's going to be argued in the Supreme Court in October, and there will be a decision probably in the winter. And what they are being asked to say, and right now almost half the Supreme Court goes along with it, is that state legislators under the Constitution have a non-reviewable right to do whatever they want in elections. They can gerrymander or not. They can do whatever they want. They can say there's no presidential election and just appoint electors, or they can say there's a beauty contest presidential election and we'll still appoint electors. They can say that there can be one voting booth for all of a big city. as long as it's all of a small county at the same time, they can do whatever they want. That's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says, remember, it was formed back in the 18th century, the legislatures can make such laws, but Congress can override them. What do you do if the Supreme Court says that to give these gerrymandered legislatures, which are already gerrymandered for Republicans, the right to stay in power in perpetuity, like happened in Berlin in the 1930s? What do you do? We're going to a break. I'm going to get back to that theme. It's the most important theme we're going to be discussing in this or any show. Back after the break, lines are open, 844-967-2789.